Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10 midweek morning prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So we are breathing in the breath of life itself with each inhalation, exhalation. So let us be intentional as we take in three deep breaths. We're breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restoring breath of God. Inhale. Expand the chest, the diaphragm, and truly allow the lungs to take in its maximum capacity. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Take our second deep breath. Let us be intentional to be present for the next few minutes. Inhale. Bend the rib cage, lower the diaphragm. Take in the life-giving breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. And empty out every last drop of that breath. As we take our third and final deep breath, drop down into your heart cave, that sanctuary, that space where spirit and spirit doth meet. As it says in Islam, thou art closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. Inhale. Gently, slowly, release. I'd like to share with you this morning a portion of Psalm 71, from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. In you, O my beloved, do I take refuge. Let me never feel separated from you. In your compassion, come and refresh me. Listen to my cry. Answer my plea. Be to me a rock, a tower of strength, a strong arm to uphold me, as I abandon myself into your hands. Be a very presence to me as fear grips me. As I grow old and my friends leave me, for you, O friend, are my hope, my strength since I was but a child. Upon you have I trusted from my birth, you whom I knew before my mother's womb. I continually sing praises to you. I have been a burden to many, now in you alone will I trust. I am filled with gratitude and sing your praises all the day. Do not abandon me in my old age. Desert me not when my strength is spent, or when my mind plays tricks with me. For fears rise up to confuse me, doubts and forgetfulness band together, and say, the Beloved no longer dwells with you. There is no one to stand by you. O friend, be not far from me. O Beloved, come and enfold me in your presence. Help me to release my fears. Hear my prayer, that these fears may be transformed. O you who are my counselor. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, in whom we live, move, and have our being, you are the source of all that is and the source of all that we desire. You are our guide. You are our provider. You are our counselor. You are our protector. You are the infinite love that knows no end, that is unconditional and unceasing. As we take it all in, there are not enough words to express the gratitude for which we feel. To know that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and that all that you are, we are too. In our humanness, we have forgotten that we are divine expressions of life, of light, and of love. Help us to keep that at the forefront of our mind, that we may live, that we may be, that we may express from this truth of our being, that we put aside sense of separation from you or from another, that we put aside senses of fear that we are not enough, that we put aside anything that limits our true expression of our individual spiritual personality and reason for being. You have made each and every one of us unique and different to fulfill the purpose that is uniquely ours. Let us not be afraid to step into that role, whatever it might look, however difficult or challenging we think it may be. For you do not lead us where you will not give us what we need in order to accomplish that which you have purposed for us. Your desire is only that we be expressions of love, that we know love for ourselves, that we know love for one another, and that we know love for you. Love is the reason for our being. Love transforms and transmutes anything that is not like itself. As we practice being beacons of love, we are transforming and transmuting those experiences that we have had that are in need of the healing of love. Be it sickness in our physical form, be it sickness in our relationships, love heals, love transforms. As we prepare for the close of this year, for all of its challenges, for all of its ups and downs, let us embrace it all and be grateful. Let us look for the lessons that we have regained from them. Let us seek to be all that we can be in the new year that is coming. Divine Beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we live in times that are troubling and challenging, where greed and self-interest seems to prevail, let us look beyond what is going on all around us to remember that you are there. That in the state of confusion, in the state of disarray, in the state of whatever it is, your presence and your power is still there. So let us look beyond whatever we seemingly the appearance and remember that your spirit that is light, that is love, that is life, is in there. May we look to love not just our families and friends, not just those that look like us, behave like us, but let us look to love those who are different from us, those from whom we feel that we have nothing in common with. Let us behold your spirit within them. Divine Beloved, may we take a more personal interest in the concerns of our world and do our part to not pollute or to harm others. We know that it is upon each and every one of us to do whatever we can to bring heaven on earth. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, you are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. And now repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
So it is. And so, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you on the Sunday as we celebrate the end of 2017 and prepare to welcome 2018. Have a wonderful, beautiful, and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Until then.
Thank you.